The Comedy Theater of Budapest, natively Vígszínház, is a theater in Budapest. Starting in the turn of the 19th and 20th century as an opposition to the conservative National Theater, it became a pioneer institution of Hungarian drama, and one of the oldest theaters still in operation. The Vígszínház was designed by architects Ferdinand Fellner and Hermann Helmer, who worked on over 47 state-of-the-art theater buildings around Europe. Its construction was financed by the tripartite ownership consisting of Count István Keglevak, the writer Ferenc Zexi, and local businessman Gábor Faludi. The destined area was a swampland before, but in the next few years it developed into the bourgeois Lipótváros district. The construction started in 1895 and lasted for 1 year, finishing in May 1, 1896. With three main tracks, the stage, including the flies, the lower seating tract, and the entry hall, the building exemplifies late historicism, featuring large sizes, an elevated driveway and Baroque decorations, often using golden coloring. As a distinct feature from contemporary theaters, the Vígszínház has featured three rows of box seats, large corridors and public areas supported by several wide stairs to answer the call of rising social life in the rapidly developing Budapest. Mór Dítrói was the first director, coming from Kolozsvár, today Cluj-Napoca. He also brought his company of young actors, who were unknown to the Budapest audience at the time. They quickly created a unique and modern repertoire differing from the era's classical theater, that featured both French comedies, contemporary Hungarian, starting the career of Ferenc Molnár, Sándor Brody, Orson Heltai, and foreign, like from Irwin Shaw, Bertolt Brecht, Anton Chekhov, dramas. The Vígszínház has provided starting ground and home for several of the biggest names of the theatrical world from the turn of the century, like Gyula Csortos, Lili Darvas, Lili Murady, Artur Somlay, Clary Tolnai or Gyula Kabas. In the last days of World War II, January 1, 1945, the theater was hit by bombshells, so the company moved to the Radius Movie Theater in the Nagyme Street. The repairs began under the supervision of Oscar Kaufmann. Along with other similar artistic institution, Vígszínház was nationalized in 1949. Before this time, it operated as a private theater. It reopened in 1951 under the name Theater of the People's Army. Regaining its original name in 1960, Vígszínház became the main center of contemporary drama again, showing plays from Hungarian authors like Gábor Thurzó, Gyula Illés, István Orkeny, or classical 20th-century authors like Arthur Miller or Friedrich Dürrenmatt. In 1973 they premiered the popular Kepzelt Report egy Amerikai Pop Festivalról, an imaginary report on an American rock festival, resulting in several other musical productions under the supervision of Gábor Presser. The building underwent significant repairs in 1994. With an average of 350,000 tickets sold each year, Vígszínház is still one of the most successful theatrical venues in Budapest. Pestizínház opened in 1967 as the chamber theater of the Vígszínház. With 530 seats it operates in the Vácsi Street.